안녕하세요. Hello, everyone.
안녕하세요.
현우 here.
This is 경은.
Welcome to TalkToMeInKorean.com. And this is level 1, lesson number 5. 경은,
네,
how are you?
Good, I'm good.
Do you remember from the previous lessons how to use 네, everyone? 경은 just said 네 when I said 경은.
네.
I just called her name and she said 네.
네.
And that doesn't mean yes. And if you don't remember, please go back to our lesson number 3 and review it.
Yeah, review it, please.
Reviewing is always the key to effective language learning. So please go ahead and review it if you don't remember. But I'm sure all of our listeners are very, very smart. So
yeah, they remember.
They definitely remember 네.
Yeah.
And we will be using a lot of 네 throughout our lessons.
네.
네. 네. So 경은, without further ado, let's talk about what we can learn from this lesson.
After listening to this lesson, you will be able to say things like A is B or I am ABC in polite or formal Korean. 존댓말.
Okay. 존댓말. 존댓말 is the name for polite and formal Korean. And we're basically starting from teaching you how to use 존댓말 first, and then we will move on to the informal language gradually. So for now, in the present tense, when you want to say, this is my car, so don't scratch it, or when you want to say, this is my sister, these are my parents, or this is water, or this is coffee for you, or even this is poison, so don't eat it, you can use these expressions. And what are they?
예요 and 예요.
Oh, wait, once again?
예요, 예요.
예요 and 예요. Didn't you just say the same thing twice?
No, it's 예요 and 예요.
Exactly. So 이에요 is 3 syllables and 예요 is 2 syllables.
네, 맞아요.
But they mean the same thing, right?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
And if I say 이에요 twice as fast, it just becomes 예요 naturally.
Yeah, right.
It's just a matter of writing.
Yeah, I think so.
In speaking, it doesn't really matter as much. 맞아요?
네, 맞아요.
Okay, so what is it again?
이에요, 예요.
So 이에요 and 예요 have a similar role to that of the English verb to be, but the fundamental difference is that the sentence structure that they're used in is different. For example, in English, when you want to say A is B, you use the verb to be, which is in this case, between those two nouns. So when you want to say Linda is a student, you say Linda and be verb and student. But in Korean, it is a little bit different, right?
네, 맞아요. In Korean, you say Linda student is.
Is that Korean?
No, I'm just talking about the order.
I know. And I'm sure our listeners understand what the fundamental difference is by now. So let's get into more examples right away. But everyone, please remember that we are in lesson number 5. This is only the 5th lesson that you're listening to at TalkToMeInKorean.com. So we won't get into too much advanced stuff. So for now, let's just learn how to say simple things like it's water, it's a bag, it's me, or it's an office. So 경은, please help me out. How do you say water in Korean?
물, 물.
So water is?
물.
And how do you say it's water?
You can say 물이에요.
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 Note that you just added 이에요 after 물, not before 물.
네, 물이에요.
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 물이에요. So when I look really, really thirsty or tired, you give me a glass of water and you say
물이에요.
And of course, I don't trust you, so I don't drink it. Just kidding. So 물이에요.
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 Okay, and how do you say a bag?
가방.
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 So how do you say it's a bag?
가방이에요.
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 One more time.
가방이에요.
Okay, how do you say me?
Me?
Yes. Or 저? I. No.
저.
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 So how do you say it's me?
저예요.
저예요.
저예요. 저예요.
So 경은, in what kind of situations would you have to say 저예요? It's me.
For example, when I go home and I don't have the keys, and if my mom's at home, I will press the bell and my mom will answer, who is it? And I will answer, 저예요, it's me, 경은.
저예요.
저예요.
Exactly. Okay. So we learned how to say it's water.
물이에요. 물이에요.
And it's a bag.
가방이에요. 가방이에요.
And we also learned how to say it's me.
저예요. 저예요.
So I'm not sure if you've noticed already, but 물, 물 was followed by 이에요.
네, 이에요.
And 가방 as well was followed by
이에요. 가방이에요.
But 저 was followed by
예요, 저예요.
Yeah, so notice the difference? The rule behind this, the rule that determines whether a word is followed by 예요 or 예요 is very simple. If the last letter of the noun that comes before 예요 or 예요 has a final third consonant like 물, it has this 을, 을 sound at the end. After 무, 물, it is followed by
예요.
And if it doesn't have one, for example, 저 is not followed by a third consonant, it just ends there like that. 저.
저.
It is followed by
예요.
예요.
저예요.
And the reason is just to make it easier to pronounce things. For example, if I were to say 저예요, I'm pronouncing four letters in a row that don't have any last consonants, so it is a lot of mouth movement. 저예요.
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 And this is also true with a lot of other words. So Korean people came up with the idea of just shrinking it, 예요, together to 예요, when the noun that comes before 예요 or 예요 does not have the last consonant in the last letter.
네.
So it is very simple, or at least I hope.
But for me, I don't consciously try to distinguish these two.
Why not?
I don't know. I think I can distinguish 예요 and 예요 easily when I speak it.
Yeah, that's right. When you're to actually use these expressions, you naturally know. And with a little practice, our listeners can know too. So my tip is just try saying both of them and choose whatever sounds more natural. For example, if you know the word for a school, which is
학교, 학교,
학교. And if you want to say it's a school or it is a school, that is a school, this is a school, you will say either 학교이에요 or 학교예요.
So can you guess what is the natural way to say it's a school? 학교이에요
or
학교예요.
To me, 학교예요 sounds easier to pronounce.
네, 학교이에요, 학교예요. 학교예요 is more natural, I think.
Exactly. Let's look at another example. How do you say an office in Korean?
사무실.
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 사무 means tasks, business, work, and 실 means room, so it's an office. So 사무실 ends in this 을 consonant.
So 사무실이에요 or 사무실이에요?
To me, 사무실이에요 sounds a little more natural because 사무실이에요. It's a little bit harder to pronounce.
네.
사무실이에요.
사무실이에요. 사무실이에요.
It is possible to pronounce 사무실이에요 that way, but for me, it's just too much effort.
네,
사무실이에요 is easier.
네, I think so.
So 이에요 and 예요, I hope you got the difference between these two expressions, but whatever the difference is, it is just the same meaning. So 이에요 and 예요, it is the verb to be in the present tense in polite or formal Korean.
So what's great about this is that you can change these sentences into questions easily.
Exactly, and how do you do that?
You simply raise the tone at the end of the sentence.
Like?
Like, 물이에요. 물이에요?
So, it's water. And is that water?
So, 물이에요 becomes 물이에요?
So, similarly, for example, if you know the word for a student, which is?
학생. 학생.
If you want to say that you're a student, you can say?
학생이에요.
학생이에요. I am not a student, but let's say I'm a student. 학생이에요. And if you don't believe me, 경은, you just looked at me and you don't believe me.
학생이에요?
Are you a student?
학생이에요?
As you can see, it is very easy to turn these sentences into question form just by raising the tone at the end of the sentence.
네, it's really easy and simple.
Exactly. So I think that's it for today's lesson.
끝이에요?
끝이에요. It's the end. But before we go, I would like to introduce one simple phrase that is very, very useful in many conversations in Korean.
Oh, what is it?
Yeah, you just said the same sentence that I was going to introduce.
Okay.
What did you say?
What is it?
Yeah, what is it? Is the sentence that I want to introduce in Korean. And that is?
뭐예요?
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 뭐 is 뭐. 뭐.
뭐.
Is what?
뭐.
So if you add that 예요, because 뭐 doesn't end in a consonant, it ends in a vowel, 뭐, your mouth is open, 뭐. So you just add 예요, 뭐예요, and that means, what is it? What's that?
뭐예요, 뭐예요.
And to give you a little extra tip, 뭐예요 is also used when someone wants to pick a fight. 경은, you do that a lot to me.
No, twice?
Just show it to us.
뭐예요.
See? That came out very naturally. 뭐예요?
뭐예요?
It means, what are you doing? What's wrong with you? What's your problem? 뭐예요?
뭐예요?
And, well, that kind of 뭐예요, angry 뭐예요, will be followed by things like go away or yes. leave me alone. But normal 뭐예요 is what is it?
What is it?
Okay.
I can say very nicely, like 뭐예요?
뭐예요? What's 뭐예요? That? Yeah, you're just curious, right?
Yeah.
You're not picking a fight with me.
No, no.
No. Okay, everyone, thank you for listening once again, and we will be back real soon.
네, 안녕히 계세요.
Study hard, 안녕히 계세요.
Bye-bye.
Bye.